three fans are here. Slap those on. I think you've got more than just three fans.
Well, five. My parents are here, too.
Ah, yeah, okay. You are far too modest. Nice to get that one today, although I said after two periods she was a pretty sloppy game, and maybe you played a little bit to their level. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it was. I just felt there was a lack of energy and urgency and intensity, which was extremely disappointing based on the messaging yesterday and today before the game. But they're teenagers, most of them, and you're going to have nights like that. So I thought we did carry the play. Yeah. You know, I thought we did a lot of good things. We were in the offensive zone quite a bit. Just that lack of urgency was concerning. We were waiting for that spark that we talk about, right? Waiting for that spark, and we just never got it. They've got to give their goalie credit. He made some saves, and obviously we had a really good third period, and we saved our best for last.
Yeah, was that lack of urgency from about 20, 15 feet in towards the netminder, or no?
A little bit. Like, I thought we were pretty perimeter in that first period. Like, we were in the offensive zone, but we were just passing around the outside. We didn't have a net front guy or an anchor, as we call it, taking his eyes away. So it looked good, but it wasn't really effective. So but these are things that we preach about all the time. It's just, you know, one of those nights where I think maybe guys weren't feeling well. They didn't have their legs, didn't quite have the jump that we typically have, and there's going to be games like that, and we were able to find a way there in the third, which is, you know, the positive, but we're going to take our lessons as we always do, and we'll get better from that. But all in all, solid four-point weekend for the boys.
Adam?
How mentally strong would you have to be as a goaltender to not face any shots for 15 minutes there in the third period, and then those three with 5 minutes to go, and then those three with about a minute to go?
Yeah, exactly. So that was a little scary there, a little dicey towards the end. Obviously, Evan did a great job staying focused and was there when we needed him at the end. So I was never a goalie, so I'm not sure what that feels like to be down there and not face any action. I was happy he wasn't facing any action, but I was unhappy about the action at the end.
Zach Olsen moves down. I don't know if it's a fourth line or not, but playing with two guys he's never really played with before, and probably his best game a little bit. Hey,
yeah, I thought Zach was good. He provided energy when he was out there. He was skating, using his legs, and was rewarded with a goal. We had the faceoff play in the first where he just missed that same play, so we thought we'd run it again. And it's been a long time since we scored a faceoff goal, so it was a big one. Got the boys going. It was a spark we were looking for.
I'm needing an unsung hero here in a little bit, and I'm torn between three guys. I could look at Hunter Lang, who scored the winning goal. I could look at Graydon Siepman, who logged a lot of minutes. My thought was maybe Braden Klimke, who might have had his best game in a little while. What are your thoughts on who was an unsung guy on your team today?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, it was one of those ones where it was kind of hard to choose, you know.
That's my conundrum.
Yeah, well, I see your conundrum, and I second it, but I was right there with you. We were talking after the second intermission about, you know, who's going, maybe moving things around, and it was like, well, I don't really know who's going and who's not. Who can we maybe reduce their minutes and hold accountable to get other guys, you know, also going? But Klimmer was solid. You know, he made some nice plays, obviously, got in on the winning goal there, so he's come a long way this season. He continues to improve, and he's got a bright future. He's going to be a special player.
Certainly. You've got, this is a huge 2 points. You got it against a team that I think you have to get them against. The games against the Moose Jaws and the Reginas, the teams that you're battling with for positioning, are all going to want those. Any losses or any lost points against those teams are going to be tough to take. So getting these types of wins are huge as you get going up against the teams that are within your division close to you.
That's right. Yeah, they're massive, massive games, these divisional games with guys below us in the standings. Obviously, these are ones that you have circled on the calendar that you need to, you know, make sure you're up for. That's, and again, that goes back to my point about being disappointed in the just overall urgency of our team. But at the end of the day, we got the job done, and I guess that's really all that matters. And we'll, like I said, we'll take our lessons. Nothing we haven't been doing all year, and trying to learn from them. It's a young group that you know, is going to have their ups and downs, and at the end of the day, we were able to get the job done.
Go collect your boys and enjoy them for the rest of the evening. Thanks for this, and wish you all the best.
Thanks, buddy.
Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.